Lisa, it's probably time to revisit our esteemed leaders down in Washington, D.C. in Congress. They've got a long to-do list of stuff to get done, and I think kind of near the top of that's keeping the government open, keeping it funded, talking about debt limits and all that type of stuff. Let's bring in Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government reporter. Jack, where are we on this debt limit? Because, boy, given what's going on in the financial sector, I'm not sure I want to see a drawn-out fight over this issue. Where do we stand with the debt limit?
There you have not made much progress lately, and it's actually an issue that lawmakers have mentioned, that considering the banking concerns, it would not be smart for them to wait to, you know, somewhere close to the deadline, which is expected to fall between July and September. But that has not really changed their behavior, despite lawmakers saying, hey, we need to get to this early and not induce any panic. It's really a bit of a standoff between Biden and McCarthy. The House Republicans are sort of taking the lead on behalf of their Senate Republican colleagues because they're the ones who have the majority in the House chamber. But there's still just this wait for the House Republicans to produce a proposal, produce a budget resolution, and then vote on it to prove that they can actually maintain their majority on it. And they're kind of slow walking that. There was an expectation it could come out soon. Now they're not saying when it's going to come out exactly. So there's an understanding that this is a touchy subject. They should get to it early, but it does not seem that has changed their behavior, and it's getting to be a bit drawn out at this point.
Should is not the same as will in Washington, D.C., as we've learned many times again. Jack, since I'm sitting in Tom Keene's seat, I have to rip up the script because that's what it says on my screen in front of me. And I want to get your take on what congressional willingness there is to provide some sort of backstop to deposits, to provide some sort of backstop to banks in the way that Janet Yellen has talked about, in the way that the FDIC has talked about, especially given the fact that Kevin McCarthy and Senator Chuck Schumer have not exactly been that excited about this. They've almost been on the same page to not extend any kind of anything that could be seen as a bailout.
Yeah, there's some hesitance there. And even more broadly on this topic, listening to the comments from Speaker McCarthy over the last few days, where really he and other Republicans have said, look, these concerns stem from the high rate of inflation. And this is, we've heard a lot of the same political talking points critiquing the Biden administration's policies and congressional Democrats' policies. I have not heard any rhetoric that would signify a bipartisan linking of arms. Now, Senator Schumer has said that if they're going to do something on banking, it needs to be bipartisan. He's not, for example, trying to push ahead on Elizabeth Warren's bill. But they haven't gotten to the point where there is a major bipartisan push on that. There is a bit of a wait and see moment. Well, where if this were to get worse and there were greater concerns about a real crisis, that's the kind of thing that can push lawmakers off of their position. But really, it's essentially the kind of political rhetoric lately that you would expect. And there's not some major bipartisan push for a banking bill at this point.
Jack, what else? I mean, we're waiting on the debt ceiling issue. Is everything else kind of held hostage in terms of legislative priorities, held hostage to that debt limit? And or are there other things that can get done that would be material?
There probably is not anything major that can get done before that. I think the order of operations seemed to be Republicans at some point put out their plan and say these are the fiscal demands that we're making, which would revolve around, you know, a proposal on capping discretionary spending, that kind of thing. They hold a vote on a non-binding document essentially to prove that they have the votes. And then there's the real negotiations on the debt limit. Other than that, you know, separately, they have to fund the government. The deadline is September 30th. There are typically some, you know, reauthorization measures, that kind of thing. But really, in a divided government like this, if they can avoid catastrophe on the debt limit, fund the government close to on time, that would be about as successful as you can expect for a Congress like this.
given the fact that one of the big questions was whether Republicans would be able to get enough unity, let alone Democrats, but that as well. But Kevin McCarthy had such a hard time rising to the position of Speaker. How's he doing? How's he doing in terms of bringing people together?
He's probably doing as well as he could. You know, that vote on a budget resolution to test Republicans and say, can they keep their majority together on a list of their fiscal priorities will be a big test. But after the speaker fight, you know, there was somewhat of a kumbaya moment when the most conservative members who had gotten onto some of the key committees that they wanted to get onto said that they really felt the party was pretty unified. Some Republicans essentially cast that as an opportunity to exercise their demons, to test out how they could rally the troops. And they effectively did, or they felt they did. That doesn't necessarily make the forthcoming votes much easier. So he will probably struggle, and it will probably be messy just because they have such a narrow majority on a budget resolution vote, a debt limit vote, government funding votes. But really, the Republican conference in the House is pretty happy right now with the efforts that he's made.
So, Jack, I guess I'm unclear about the politics behind the Republicans not putting forth a proposal on the budget and on the debt limit. I mean, it seems like the president's out there with his budget. And if I'm a Democrat, I can say, hey, we're out there. We're ready to negotiate, but we're just waiting on the Republicans. They're dragging their feet. What is the politics behind that?
It seems to be just the struggle of getting everybody to agree to something. They are working on a budget resolution. Jody Arrington, the new budget chairman in the House, has said he was working on it. To be honest, he told me about 3 weeks ago that he thought he could have it done within a month or so. But now that would be in a week, he doesn't have an update on when it's coming out. They need to, before they put that plan out, he needs to go around and say, well, what does virtually every single member of this conference agree on for discretionary spending levels, for imposing stricter work requirements for SNAP benefits and that kind of thing? What are all the things that virtually every single House Republican can agree to? And that is very, very difficult. And if they cannot succeed in that, it would probably be up to Senate Republicans to step in and kind of take the lead, and they would be operating from the minority. So it's a challenge that is playing out behind the scenes as more or less Jody Arrington, the Republican from Texas, tries to figure out what can you put in a document on fiscal policy that every House Republican agrees to.
All right, Jack, really appreciate getting the update there. Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government reporter, reporting in from Washington, D.C.